Christo Brand, a South African man, received the call that parents dread. He was told, "Your son has been killed in an automobile accident." While he was on the way to the morgue, he received a second call in which a man said, "I heard about your boy. I'm so sorry this has happened to you. It happened to me also, so I know what you're going through. I wish I could give you the strength to handle this." You may not recognize the name Christo Brand, but the man who called him on the phone was Nelson Mandela. And what makes this a remarkable story is not that the president of South Africa called an insignificant man in his country who had lost his son. He called the man who was the guard in the prison for him for many, many years. That's forgiveness. That's what we're all about. That's why we prepare these children to come here to receive Jesus, to be at the altar. And we as parents and godparents and friends and neighbors, we take it upon ourselves to be those who will give the example to these children how to be forgiving. We hear it in our gospel today. Jesus comes and stands among those who've denied him and betrayed him and hidden. And he says, "Peace be with you." That's forgiveness. How are you doing being a forgiving person? It's the only thing that matters. It's the only thing you can do of any significance. And sometimes we get lost in this game. "I don't know if I can forgive. I'll certainly never forget. I understand that you've hurt me and you have to make up for what you've done." God doesn't do that. And Jesus is the example who comes to this table every time we celebrate and shows us that love is always forgiving. He welcomes us. All are welcome, we say. All are welcome. Because to be a saint is not to be sinless. It's to have learned how to love so completely that you can forgive every day. That's what the model is. That's what the example is for us. To be so forgiving that, like Nelson Mandela, we can let somebody know who has hurt us greatly, it's okay. We can be large enough, big enough, strong enough, faithful enough to understand that the only thing that changes us is forgiving another. I can do 100 good deeds and it doesn't change me at all. But the day I choose to let go of something I've carried for a long time, the day I choose to forgive others, to not have there be anybody who I hold anything against, and if somebody has an offense that I've committed, that I ask for forgiveness, that's life transforming. That's the example that Jesus teaches us and helps us to participate in. And it's why it's so important for us to come together and to receive Jesus, that by his example of being forgiving, we can learn to be forgiving. By the gift that we receive, where we are forgiven, we can be so grateful that there's no one that we wouldn't forgive ourselves. Enough of this holding on, acting the victim. It's become an illness in our society. Everybody tells the story to be the bigger victim, to be the one most offended, to be the one who was hurt the most. And it's hurting us all. No, we come here today to celebrate that these children are ready to learn from our example and that this is the beginning of the journey for them, that they will see in us this power of forgiveness, this faith that's so deep that we never talk about holding grudges. We never gossip against people. We are people who can always look deeper to see the glory of God in others. That's what Nelson Mandela did. He saw the glory of God even in the man who mistreated him and was his guard and kept him imprisoned. That's what Jesus did. He saw the glory of God when he said, "Father, forgive them." We are given that gift. We can't just be takers. We have to be givers. Let this be our opportunity to resolve that in our life, and as an example to these children who join us at the table of the Lord, we will do what Jesus did. Everything he did in his life can be summed up in the power of forgiving. Everything of significance that he offered came down to welcoming people and letting them know that they were loved by God. Do you think it'd be an easy message to give and receive? But we struggle internally to choose it. May we receive God's grace this day and resolve that we can be forgiving people and we can be grateful for the forgiveness God has given to us. So grateful that we offer it to others as well.